Hi guys, welcome back to the Westside Warrior Cast. I'm Bailey and I'm here with
Mr. Shoemaker.
What do you do here at Westside?
I am the Spanish teacher.
Okay. I'm going to get started with some 21 questions.
Okay.
Okay. What makes a day perfect to you?
Not really having to do a lot, just...
Same.
Yeah, I don't really have a specific perfect day. I feel like some people are very particular.
I have a routine. I have to have a routine.
Really?
Yeah, or my day doesn't go, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and just do some type of physical activity and read, probably. That's about it. I'm very exciting, as you can tell.
What is one of your hidden talents?
I don't really have a hidden talent. I really thought about that.
It's okay, I don't either.
I really was thinking about that. I have no idea.
What would your students be surprised to find out about you?
Really nothing. I'm not super interesting in that way. I feel like I'm pretty...
Like, simple?
Yeah, like, I'm... What you see is what you get, you know?
What is one of your favorite vacations you've been on?
I'd say last spring break was pretty good, going to Spain after being gone for a year and getting to see all my friends and go to all my favorite places.
How was the culture there?
Oh, it's really nice. It's kind of a slower pace. Here, I feel like we're always go, go, go.
Mm-hmm.
There's a saying I really like that is Americans live to work and Europeans work to live.
Oh, yeah.
So it's much more relaxed. No one's in a hurry. So... Sometimes, you know, it's like in the hallway here, you'll see people like trying
to rushing.
Go. Yes. And there you know, everyone's just kind of like, if I miss the train, whatever.
What is your biggest accomplishment?
I would say actually getting to go to Spain my senior year, because I put a lot of time and effort figuring out how I was going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the pandemic that interrupted it 2 summers in a row. So then there was a lot of full-time summer school and sacrifices made to actually get to do that. So I think seeing all that come...
That would be
full
cool
circle.
To, like, go and see, like, the different, how they, like, work and stuff.
Yeah, it's really fun.
How would you describe your daily morning routine?
Wake up, say, oh, no, I'm running late. like, wash my face, put on my clothes, and get ready to go, grab my lunch. Yeah,
okay.
I don't have a very long morning routine.
I don't really either. I just get up, brush my teeth.
Well, yeah, that's in there, too. I feel like that is important to note, that I do brush my teeth every morning, yes.
How do you motivate your students?
I try to make things relatively interesting to them. I think capitalizing on those, we call them teaching moments, right, where it's not really what we're talking about, but it is something that is valid, or maybe it's not relevant to what we're doing, but it does have some sort of external relevance.
Hmm. Okay. Have you always wanted to be a teacher?
No. I did. I actually, in high school, was like, I'm done. I'm never going back, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't really know exactly why I decided to, but I ended up really liking it. And so here I am still doing it.
What type of student were you in high school?
I cared a lot about certain things. And then the things I didn't like, I tried enough to get the A.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
If you could be anywhere, where would it be?
Puerta del Sol in Madrid. I like that place. It's very nice. It's this plaza. You see people walking. I think they got rid of the fountain, but there used to be a fountain there. So I love being there. And just
I have
kind
no
of
idea what that is or where it is.
Just this big plaza in the middle of Madrid.
What is your biggest pet peeve when it comes to your students?
When they walk in and before the bell ring is, so what are we doing today? Because, you know, I'm going to tell them.
Yeah.
In about 2 minutes when the bell rings. So that's always something I'm like, why'd you ask? You know, I'm going to tell you in a second. Oh, yeah.
Who do you look up to?
I'd say my parents. They did a good job. And, you know, they've had their struggles in life like everybody does. And they still managed to figure it out. So
what is your favorite part of working at Westo?
I'd say interacting with the students and interacting with my coworkers. I think there's a really good culture here.
Yeah. What is your favorite word in Spanish?
Ingeniería.
And what does it mean?
Engineering. And it's
oh.
my favorite because it took me like a month to be able to pronounce it due to all the vowels. So my friend from Spain would always be like, say it with me, ingeniería. And I would say it really, really badly. So...
Do you know any other languages?
I'm learning Portuguese right now, Catalan. I studied German, but I'm not very good at it. So, you know.
What are some of the challenges you face as a teacher, and how do you overcome them?
I think the biggest challenge would be letting go of the perfectionism, because a lot of times I'm like, okay, the lesson has to go this way and all these things, and it never goes according to plan. So letting that go and just rolling with it has been my big challenge, but I think I'm getting a lot better at it.
I've kind of heard, because I have friends that sit with me at the lunch table, mm-hmm. and they talk about your class. You put people in the corner.
Okay. It started as kind of a joke back and forth with them, but now it is a, okay, this isn't really like,
I think that's like fun. Like,
yes. And obviously we only do it when it's something, maybe they did something wrong, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't like so serious. It's like, it's like a joke. You need to go to the office. Right. Like they make a joke that's inappropriate. Right. There's a lot of those. So I'm like, just go over there. You can, so you can still listen. You'll be back in a minute. Just take a brain break.
What's your favorite part of, like, being in the classroom and, like, learning with your students?
I'd say the interaction. I think I get a lot out of that, and I hope they do too. But getting to hear people's perspective on things, and not even just their perspectives, but just their thoughts in general about life. Sometimes I'm like, I absolutely never would have thought that.
Yeah.
Both in serious and unserious things. There's a lot of unhinged questions that I get asked that are entertaining. That kind of interaction.
I mean, I get entertained too in class when kids just like ask like stupid kind of questions, and I'm
right.
like,
right, I'm like, that's not what we're talking about, but sure, let's take a minute.
All right, well, thank you for being on this podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yep. Okay. 20 Questions is a production of West Elm Warrior Cast, recorded in the podcast center located in room C10 of West Elm Middle High School, nestled in the rural surroundings of Gaston, Indiana. You can listen to all podcasts produced by West Elm Warrior Cast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you find your podcast. If you'd like to contact us, please email us at westelmwarriorcast@gmail.com. You can also find West Elm Warrior Cast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Thanks for listening.